Me too, Blanche. Who's doing it?
You're doing it. It amazes me how you can sleep at all with your guilty conscience.
Not guilty. Put out the lights.
I will not. This is one night you're not going to get away with it.
Blanche, what's the matter with you? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You had a good time tonight. Now, why don't you let me sleep?
I had a miserable time. It was the unhappiest anniversary I ever spent. Why didn't you show up for the party, John?
I told you. I got stuck at the office.
I'd like to believe that. How are you doing?
Working.
That's always the first excuse. If I don't fall for that, you have a second excuse, then a third, and a fourth. What were you working on?
A fifth.
You'd better not be so bold, John Dickinson. For your information, I got a call from Louise Shaw.
What about it?
She saw you coming out of a saloon at midnight. She saw you, now don't deny it.
I'm not denying it.
Why were you coming out of a saloon at midnight?
Because I had to come out sometime.
I'm warning you, John. You better give up that habit. Every time you go into a saloon, the devil goes in with you.
Well, if he does, he pays for his own drinks. Good night.
No, no. What time did you leave the office?
I left the office at 11 o'clock. I caught the bus at 11:05. I got off at 11:54. I stopped at the cocktail bar and bought a corkscrew and waited an hour.
Why?
Because it was pouring outside.
What were you doing?
Pouring inside. Are you satisfied? Is that what you wanted me to say?
No, I just want the truth.
The truth is, I was working. Blanche, I've had a rough day. I went to work at 7 this morning. No breakfast, no lunch, no dinner.
And who told you not to eat dinner? I left a whole roast chicken for you in the kitchen. Why didn't you eat it?
I didn't like the stuffing. What did you stuff it with?
I didn't stuff it with anything. It wasn't hollow.
Put out the lights.
No.
Well, just let me rest.
I suppose you think I loafed all day. I worked my fingers to the bone getting ready for the party and never had 1 minute's enjoyment.
Not a minute.
Then I had to wash the dishes, sweep the floor, and heaven knows what else. I still haven't gotten rid of the crumbs in the kitchen.
I thought they all went home.
Very funny. Everybody who came tonight was sweet and thoughtful, and they all brought presents.
Good.
That's more than you did. The Homers were here, and they brought something. The Gaylords were here, and they brought something. Even my sister Clara was here.
What did she take?
She didn't take anything. By the way, Dr. Hershey came, and he left a little something for us on the hall table.
You're kidding. That tightwad, he left something for us?
Yes. But you don't have to pay it until the first of the month.
Yeah. Wouldn't you know it? Put out the lights, Blanche.
Put out the lights. That's the kind of talk I get on my wedding anniversary. No hug, no kiss, no affection. Not even an anniversary card.
I did send you a card. I told you 50 times I sent you a card. It must have got lost in the mail.
You're lying. Swear.
I swear I'm lying.
What?
Pete, I'm not lying. It was trimmed with lace and had a wonderful poem on it. I picked it out especially for you.
What did it say on it?
Go to sleep.
Well, if you picked it especially for me, I want to know what it said.
It said, happy anniversary to my love.
That should be anybody.
Let me finish. It said, happy anniversary to my love, my wife, my life, my turtle dove. Life with you is great, it seems. I love you more than pork and beans.
You're only adding insult to insult.
Well, how do I know what it said? I can't remember the stupid poetry they put on those things.
You can't remember anything where I'm concerned.
Good dear.
Can't you ever find it in your heart to pay me a compliment? Why is it such an effort for you to tell me you love me?
Blanche, darling, it's not an effort. It's just that I can't seem to convince you. You know I love you so.
So what?
That's what I say to hell with. Put out the lights.
No.
We
please go to sleep, Blanche.
I can't. I'm sick.
Really? Are you really sick, honey?
So sick I could die. It's those dizzy spells again. I get them every 5 minutes.
How long do they last?
About a half an hour.
How can they last half an hour if you get them every 5 minutes?
Don't help me. Help me.
Well, what do you want me to do, Blanche? Should I call Dr. Hershey?
No.
Well, what do you want? Are you really sick, or is this just something you're doing to keep me awake? Is that it?
Maybe it is. It's the only way I can get any attention from you.
Attention? No husband in the world is more attentive than I am. Don't I always offer you half a newspaper at breakfast?
You shouldn't read at the table at all. And when you drive the car up in front of the house, you might be a gentleman and help me in.
Help you in?
Oh, no. I have to fling open the door and throw myself into the seat.
Well, I slow down, don't I?
I'd like to see you act that way with Gloria Gooseby.
Ooh, don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
You'd sure be a gentleman if you had her in your car.
I've had her in my car plenty of times, and I've never been a gentleman.
What?
Man, I hate the sight of Gloria Gooseby, and I forbid you to mention her name again. You hear me?
We have 8 anniversaries, and this is the most miserable of all.
It's no worse than last year.
Our whole marriage started on the wrong foot. It was your idea to elope, not mine. I wanted to have a real ceremony like all my friends, but you said it was more romantic to elope. We had to be married by a justice of the peace.
Should have been the Secretary of War.
You didn't talk like that then. Why didn't you let me have a big ceremony, John?
I wasn't working at the time. I didn't have any money.
Well, you're working now, and I want a real wedding with a big ceremony.
Okay, I'll arrange it in the morning.
You say it, but you'll do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let's get married.
Are you out of your mind, Blanche? It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why don't you say you're sorry you married me?
Because I'm not sorry.
You don't act like you love me.
I act.
Oh, yes, you know.
I'll kiss you goodnight in the morning.
Why can't you kiss me now?
I'm not facing that way.
See, you hate me.
Oh, Blanche, darling, I don't hate you. I'm just sleepy. Please put out the lights.
Did you buy me an anniversary present, John?
Hmm.
Where is it? Where's my anniversary present, John?
Oh, you won't like it.
I know I won't, but I like to see it. Hope you didn't spend a lot of money.
I didn't spend a lot of money.
Why not?
Because I didn't have a lot of money. Just a little old beach bathrobe. It cost $8.
$8? Married 8 years and you spent only $8?
Now listen, Blanche.
$1 a year for washing your shirt, cooking your meals, darning your socks, raising your children?
We haven't got any children.
Well, what do you want for $1 a year?
What's the matter with you, Blanche? You've done something wrong. I can recognize the signs.
It's nothing.
What have you done?
You love me.
Oh, now don't start that again.
No, I have a very special reason. Do you love me?
Yes, Blanche, I love you.
How much do you love me?
How much do you need?
I don't need anything. Sit up, John.
Okay, I'm up.
I bought an mink coat.
A mink coat? How much was it?
Lie down, John.
Blanche, how dare you go out and spend money on a mink coat? We can't afford a mink coat.
Now, don't scream at me.
I deny myself everything. I've been cutting down your old girdles and wearing them for suspenders. I sew collars on my underwear to save on shirts. I never spend a penny on myself, and she has to have a mink coat.
You had your shoe shine last Saturday.
I haven't got any shoes. I had my feet painted black. Where's your coat? Let me see it.
Oh, you love it, John. It's not nearly as expensive as you think, either. Only
$1,200. $1,200?
Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, take it out of that burlap bag.
It isn't in any bag. That's a coat.
What kind of a coat is that? It hasn't got any fur on it.
That's the latest style, silly. Bald mink.
Bald mink? How can you squander my good money for a bald mink? You take that coat back, do you hear me? I'm not going into debt for any bald-headed mink.
John, how can you be so cruel?
Take it back.
Please, John.
No.
Please?
What's the use?
I love you, John. You're the most generous and wonderful husband in the world.
Go to sleep, Blanche.
Gotta keep the coat, John.
How I slave and sweat to keep body and soul together. Deprive myself of every tiny luxury to make both ends meet. It isn't working. In one fell swoop, she squanders 2 years' savings.
What has a man got to live for? I wish I had the courage to... I think I will. Nobody cares about me anyway. One shot and I'll find peace.
Yeah!
Wonderful bird. Good night, Blanche.